Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no.
Because we worked out the garage, we did a new floor, right?
BJ.
All my toolboxes, everything's outside, surrounded by garbage cans, all kinds of mops, brooms.
So you just have a freezer plugged in on the front lawn.
It looks like a full-time garage sale at my house.
Jamie.
And it is plugged in?
Yeah, it's plugged in.
Oh, my God.
There's an extension cord that runs around the front of the house to the side of the house.
That's awesome. I mean, oh, my God.
Last night, I had to go out to get some ravioli.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, Jamie mentioned this when she first came in, so I've been waiting for this. We're hitting a home run today, folks.
Right.
All right. Now, I wrote down these terms.
Okay.
And I can't remember the one you used, but listen. Honk worthy.
Yep.
Honk material.
Uh-huh.
Or honk bait.
I used honk worthy.
Honk worth.
Yeah, because I am worthy of the worthy of the honk.
Well, I've been sitting over here writing down all my honk phrases.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Right, but it's a backside honk, not a frontside honk.
Oh.
Well, I'm disappointed now. I wanted frontside honking.
No, we got backside honking.
Oh, can't we have some frontside honking?
No, it wasn't that obvious.
What happened?
Okay, so I know this guy, right? And he's really funny, and we give each other a lot of crap. He's a good-looking guy, smart, whatever, all that stuff. But he's really funny. And we literally just are, like, we just jab each other, okay, when we see each other. And it's a pretty funny relationship. So anyway, so he's at this place, and I'm at this place, right? And so we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while because I'd gone to Hawaii, right? So I hadn't seen him forever. So I see him and blah, blah, blah. And he hugs me. And when he hugs me, he grabs both my ass cheeks.
Wow.
And I hit him as hard as I could.
Just went straight for it.
What a move. What a move.
I was like, dude, and I hit him like hard. I was like, what are you thinking? And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, literally, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You don't do that. Like, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're funny to each other, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like bright red. He's mortified. And I was like, what? What?
How did he explain it, though? Is it just an instant reaction that he had?
He didn't say anything.
Maybe it's like a height difference? Is there something going on here? He thought he had his hands on your back and it was your butt.
No, he did a squeeze.
Oh.
No, he squeezed.
So it's intentional.
Yes, he hugged and then he went, rah. And then when I hit him, and then he like turned red, and I was like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And then you know we left.
He's groping. It's not even a honk. It's groping.
Then he left, and then everybody's like, "Oh my God, whatever." I was like, "It's fine, you guys." And then I start. We were all hanging out, and I was like, "You know what? You guys think about it." I said, "Think about it, like." You have to be honk worthy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Right?
Like,
BJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody would honk her.
No. Oh, no. Nobody's going to honk Granny. No.
It doesn't even go through your brain.
Right.
That's even a possibility.
And the people on my 600-pound life. Not hardcore. You never were going to.
No,
if somebody's all 600 pounds.
Yeah, it is a compliment in a way. In a way, it's a compliment, but in a way, it's not.
A lot of people see it as sexual harassment and groping and all that. I see it as a compliment. I'm hunk-worthy. Yay!
You had to think about it, though, because the first reaction was you smacked the crap out of him. Right?
Yeah.
So you had to think about it and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have hit him. That's pretty cool that I'm hunk-worthy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's worth a lot of money, and he's in business, like in good business. And I'm like, you don't want to be doing that because you don't know if I'm litigious.
Take me next time. He can honk me. He's worth a lot of money.
He is worth a lot of money.
Honk me.
Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he knows it's me and not, you know, who cares?
But still, any little thing, any accusation could take you down so
fast. Yeah, so fast. And you don't know. I mean, he doesn't know me, really. And so, I mean, I could, well, I could be sitting on $1 million right now.
I am currently calling Berg Simpson. I want to be a piece of this.
Okay,
well, no, I feel like that if I'm your partner on the radio, I've got some say-so with this. You are not allowed to be honking my co-partner.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, and
no,
that is
not.
And he did, he apologized so hard and like felt, I could, what are you doing? Why are you holding the phone up?
Is this Berg or Simpson? Which one are you guys?
Are you really pretending to call?
Yeah.
With the phone up to your ear?
I got a lawsuit, pal.
You don't have to go this far. Nobody can
Jamie
see
you.
Jamie
got honked.
You guys, he has the phone up to his ear.
He's going for, I mean.
Nobody can see you.
He's going
I'm an actor. I'm an actor, folks. There's certain things in life you can't stop.
Yeah.
When the acting kicks in, it kicks in.
But, I mean, obviously, don't ever honk a woman. You know, it's sexual harassment. But I feel like he was like, oh, my. Because he had had cocktails.
You know.
And I think, and it was in the, it's in the evening. It's cocktail hour. I think he just wasn't thinking. But I took it a different way. Honk-worthy, right?
Well,
here.
Honk-worthy, good. But I don't know if I would ever pull.
You wouldn't
do something
you
like
wouldn't.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
That
no.
would be.
No, nobody would.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying it just baffles me that he would even think that that's even fair to do.
Well, it's everything about it's wrong. No, I'm agreeing with you. Everything is about it is wrong. I think he just had a cocktails creepy. Or 12, and I think and I think it was, you know, it was early evening and he was feeling his oats, I guess, as they say. And
feeling your oats.
And he was like honk honk.
Yeah,
I don't even know what feeling your oats means, but he was feeling my ass.
I don't know. I think oats has something to do with horses back in the day. I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know, but it was. Now we're changing it to ass.
Oh, man.
Filling is, I don't know. Anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I felt so sorry for this guy. Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was at the depot, the Home Depot. Anyway, and he got into his Tesla, and it was a really nice Tesla, and the back of it said Disney. His license plate.
Really?
And I was like, he does not want to drive that car with Disney on in the back. I know he doesn't.
He's made to.
I know.
It's his wife.
I know.
That's the way I am.
I know.
I pulled out a t-shirt this morning. This is the honest truth. Funny you should say that. Pulled out a t-shirt this morning. I can't tell because it's kind of dark in the room and I don't want to wake anybody up, right? So I go down to take a shower. This is 3:45
because you're
morning,
not allowed
right?
to use the primary
right
yeah,
because it's upstairs
up,
near the so I go downstairs and use the shower down there, right? So I go down there, get my shower, and all of a sudden I grab my shirt, slip it on, it says Disney Dad.
Yeah.
You should have seen me. I ripped that shirt off. I will not wear this to work.
No, but what you will do, you guys, this is hilarious. So I had to pay Nash car, right? And so BJ wrote me a check of all things, right? Because I don't have Venmo because I don't trust it. Anyway, but that's a whole different Oprah. And he wrote me a check and it was Mickey Mouse checks. Mickey Mouse freaking checks with his name on it. That was the winner. I was like, oh my God, you've reached an all-time low. Your freaking checks have Mickey with your name on it.
Here's the check. Honey-o. Can we move on?
Yes, we can.
Can
yes,
we move we can. On?
Yeah, let's move on. Okay.
Do you see these AI glasses, these Ray-Bans that Meta put out yesterday?
Yeah, I'm confused because I thought they already had glasses out.
Well, I think they have glasses out. I don't think it's as technically advanced with AI as these are.
Oh, because these have AI.
Yeah, these go a step further. They do have others out there that they can pull up maybe a screen or something in the vision. These are AI controlled. You literally talk to the glasses to see what you want done. For an example, if you've got some trivia question and you want to ask AI, it will pop up on a screen inside the glasses. You see it. Nobody else sees it. Man, what a great way to cheat on some, you know, a trivia test or something like that. But anyway, they rolled these out yesterday. They're $800. Again, this is Meta. That's the Zuckerberg, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They rolled them out yesterday. Here's part of the promo they played.
Hey, Meta, start live AI. Show me what an African violet would look like here.
It's a plant.
Nice. Are these ripe enough for pico de gallo?
These tomatoes look perfect for pico de gallo.
Give me a recipe. Perfect.
So that's the commercial. Then they put him to a live test in front of a studio audience. And man, it did not go well.
What happened? What happened? I didn't see it.
The glasses didn't do anything.
What do you mean?
They're junk. They're junk.
A couple separate times they tried to do demos live on stage,
yeah,
and it was a train wreck.
They
had to quit. Oh, yeah. They had to stop.
Like, one guy just gave up.
Oh, you're kidding.
They had to quit. All right, here's the audio. This is live. There's a guy up there, got his glasses on, and whatever's in the glasses you can see on a big screen. So everybody inside the arena can see that AI stopped paying any attention to this guy at his request.
Boss WhatsApp video call.
There we go. Uh-oh, that's too bad. I don't know what happened. Well, I got a missed video call. I'm just gonna pick that up with my neural band. This is, you know, it happens. Try it again, I keep on messing this up. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Oh,
all right.
No.
And everyone's just laughing
this
at him.
This is awful.
All.
And that's Mark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the audio of Mark, right?
Is that Zuckerberg? No,
no,
it's
that
not.
Was a different guy.
No, it's a different guy.
Oh,
he sounds
okay.
like him.
He does
yeah.
sound
yeah,
like
he
him.
He does sound like him. Now, they
this is awful.
This one I find fascinating.
How come this isn't like plastered all over the place? I haven't even seen this
happen.
Seen
this
no.
yet? This happened yesterday
oh
afternoon.
Oh, my God.
So here's what I really love. There's a guy, he asked AI what ingredients he needs to do so-and-so, whatever. So he lays out all the ingredients, and then he goes back and tries to get a different dish, AI, to tell him, of everything that AI sees on the table,
correct,
what can I make with this?
Okay.
What can I make? AI has no clue.
No.
She has no clue what to do. No.
It's a she?
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, it's a female voice they're using. I don't know who AI
is. Well, I haven't
really
heard
is.
Any of the AI yet.
All right, here we go.
Because
they
can't get it to work.
Hey, Meta, start live AI.
Starting live AI. I love the setup you have here with soy sauce and other ingredients. How can I help?
Hey, can you help me make a Korean-inspired steak sauce for my steak sandwich here?
You can make a Korean-inspired steak sauce using soy sauce, sesame oil.
What do I do first? What do I do first?
You've already combined the base ingredients, so now grate a pear to add to the sauce.
What do I do first?
You've already combined the base ingredients, so now grate the pear and gently combine it with the base sauce.
I think the Wi-Fi might be messed up. Sorry, back to you, Mark.
Why,
it's
what
all
happened?
Good.
What happened?
She couldn't give him the, he wanted to know how you mix the soy sauce, what you do first. What do you do first in this? And she skipped completely over it. She had no idea.
Had he mixed something already?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's starting from scratch. And she's way down
she's
the road.
She's telling him that he already mixed something and he hadn't mixed anything.
Add this. He goes, I don't have anything to add
oh
to it.
Oh, my God. That's so awful.
The bottom line is they had a horrible rollout yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Now, I think once they perfect. Now, look, I'm sure Waymo probably ran a few cars off a cliff before they got it right. Right?
Yeah, but they didn't present it.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. You have to get it right before you present
it. It's like Elon when they first rolled out the Tesla truck, the Cybertruck. And it was like bulletproof glass or whatever. Sorry, I stroked. And then he threw a rock at it and shattered it.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do remember that now. Yeah.
I saw a video yesterday of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was presenting the iPhone for the very first time on stage. It was a disaster.
Was it?
Look where it's at today. So, the AI glasses, they'll make a comeback. They'll get it right. But, man, yesterday did not go their way.
I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg is just so mad. Was he there?
Yeah.
He was
on stage.
Yeah. What was he doing?
On stage. I mean, he was kind of, he talked about it initially, threw it to the cook. Obviously, the cook had to throw it back to him, and the look on his face is like dumbfounded. He's like, I don't even know what to do with this.
It sucks. I mean, hey, and I told Carson, I'm like, Carson, why don't they do pre-tape this? That way, if it works,
yeah,
you can play
right.
it. If they don't, but they love to do this stuff in front of a live audience, they take that risk. Oh, and then it blows up in their face.
Lordy. Whoops.
$800 for these glasses. When they get it right, it's going to be really cool, though. It really will. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I want to tell you guys a story, but I know you can't relate because you're men, and so I just wanted to tell you this. I have a friend that has a real mental problem.
Yeah.
And it makes me so uncomfortable, and I don't know how to... Well, I told her it was weird, so I'm not talking behind her back. She asked people if she can hold their random babies.
Random? She's never met them before?
She's never met the parents.
Like,
never,
she'll be walking by someone on the street and
she
be like,
asked them if she
baby?
Can hold your baby.
What?
She did it yesterday. Oh my God, I wanted to die. There were these people at the restaurant, right? And the baby was adorable. I mean, absolutely adorable. Again, I know you guys can't relate because you're men, but it's a chick thing, right? And so her kids, you know, she still has kids in high school or whatever, but she misses that, the little baby
the
era.
The newborn stage.
Right, right. Yeah. So she literally goes to this lady and she goes, can I hold your baby and you guys can just eat and stuff? And the lady's like, well, I guess. Thank you. And she handed the baby to my friend.
It's just, I so can't weird. Believe somebody would hand their baby off.
Me either. I never
the
part. Do that.
It's not the person that walked up and asked. To me, the question in my head is, why would you hand your baby to a stranger?
I know.
That makes no sense. That person could run.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah,
especially I mean, on like the street.
I could never see
that. Because she saw it was three girls together. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
She felt a little bit better.
Because so then they were trying to eat. And so my friend's like, can I? And I literally, oh my God, did you just ask that?
I would never ask anyone to hold their kid if I didn't know them.
No, and I kept saying to the lady, I'm so sorry, I don't know what's going on here. She goes, no, it's fine, it's fine. She goes, it happens all the time. Yeah. And then my friend goes, see?
Yeah. You know, growing up, though, in the South,
yeah.
I saw it a lot.
Yeah.
And, but that was well before what we were into today as far as, you know, kidnappings and everything. But I used to see that a lot. Like somebody would come into, like, a church, for an example.
Yeah, and hold
the
baby.
They'd have a baby, and somebody would walk up to him. I mean, barely even knew the person. He said, oh, can I hold her?
Well, it's funny because Carson came in with your daughter, right? Yep. Little Debbie. And when she was a newborn, right? And I desperately wanted to hold your child, right?
Yeah.
But I did not ask because I knew it was your first one. And I also know that, like, oh, you guys were in that, like, hand sanitizer phase. You know, everybody, you know.
Everyone who came over washed their hands.
Yeah. So I didn't ask. I just looked at her in her little, you know, stroller. But, man, I wanted to pick up that child.
Hey, I think it's an instinct.
Yeah,
I think it's an instinct that you have.
And I asked my friend, again, not giving out names, I go, do you do this? And she goes, all the time. And I was like, this is so, people are odd.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what, I would hate to see my face. What if someone asked me to hold my baby at a restaurant, a random person.
That's the key though. I don't understand how a person would hand it off.
I think
to a total stranger. I couldn't do that. No. I would
think
not do
because
that.
Where we were is such a little small town, you know, and it's like a little quaint area of this city.
And there's a lot of people that go there all the time.
All the time, and everybody's, yeah. It's like everybody knows everybody, but we did not know this lady.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay. First of all, now I'm going to really date myself, but I'm going to say this. When I was 21 in Vegas... The last thing we tried to figure out is how many pictures we're going to take and where we're going to take him. We might have taken a couple of selfies right here and there, but these girls are full on. They even bring lights. They bring the beauty light. They bring a beauty light with them.
Yeah, and last time I was out there, they're set up all over the place. It's crazy.
They're walking everywhere. They're walking around. All right, so, and here's where I'm talking about, like, if you're 20, 21, or whatever, where you start to feel bad about yourself. These two girls, they were perfectly coiffed. I mean, they were beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Scantily clad, perfect hair, perfect makeup, everything. And they were at the pool, okay? And so here we are. We are, like, all... you know, haggard, because we're actually swimming. We're using the pool. So, and we're having a blast. And these two, like, everybody looked at them. They were just so freaking gorgeous. But they're never going to get in the pool. Ever.
No.
Ever.
They don't want to be wet.
No, they're never going to get in the pool. So we watch them, and there's cabanas. And the cabanas cost, they start at $1,200 a day.
Holy cow.
To rent, and you get water. We looked into it.
So your setup in there is just water.
You get water.
For $1,200?
Yeah, for the day. Yeah.
Jeez.
But you get water. And that was the smallest cabana. So then the more expensive ones go for like $5,000 a
day. They have like suite cabanas?
Yes.
Suites?
Yeah. Yeah. Full on, humongous. It's a whole different life.
Yeah. I don't know that part of Vegas.
Me either.
I've never been there.
I've never spent $5,000 on a cabana.
I try not to get out of the radius of the circus. I stay within there.
So
you know.
These girls were watching them. And holy Toledo, they take all the reserve signs off of the gigantic suite, or the gigantic cabana that's, you know, $4,000. They take the reserve signs off of all of them and just pose inside there. And I'm just like, I want to be a Karen and go, you didn't rent those.
What a bunch of shysters.
It's all a lie.
So nobody at the hotel, at the pool that worked for the hotel, nobody said anything to them?
Nobody said anything, because I think everybody knew they were just going to take lie pictures and then post, you know, put the reserve back up. Because, you know, they weren't going to use it. They were just taking pictures. They're in the loungers inside the cabana. I mean, you'll probably get an idea if they're fake because the TVs weren't on because they don't have the remotes.
You know, they should put up signs and stuff out there and say, hey, don't be using our cabanas for your shots.
Oh, my God.
You can only use them if you pay for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just, and I looked at my girlfriends and I was like, gosh, you know, when I came to Vegas, when I had a fake ID, I went to Vegas when I was 17 with my sister's ID, which, you know, that's what you do. We were so excited to be there and be like just gambling and all the lights and everything. We were never thinking like, oh, first let me, okay, oh, let me push out my chest. Oh, yes. Get it like this one, okay? And they were in that cabana for a good hour. And they must have taken 100 pictures at one pose. They must have taken 100 pictures.
You would think the hotel would do something to stop that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of disruptive, right?
I think the hotel likes it because they get mentions.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Because they're going to do hashtag win. Yeah.
The last time I was out there was a guy that was set up on the street, and you might have seen something like this, where he literally had the camera on a gyro, and he could superimpose a jet behind you or whatever scene in Vegas that you wanted, and you could just literally use him to get your pictures that you could post.
Yeah, but it cost $19.95.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, or a picture with Elvis, yeah.
He would have the lights. He had it all going on. So.
Wow. I just feel sorry for everybody that watches or looks at these influencers and thinks that that's the real life. That's the real world, because it's not. These girls had to put back their reserve signs and leave. They weren't even staying at the Wynn because they can't afford it.
No, they're down at the circus.
Exactly.
They're down there where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
It's just a circus.
I just don't think that seems, and, you know, again, maybe it's because I'm older, but that just doesn't seem fun to just stand there and take pictures in the sun for hours.
Well, no, with these influencers, so they're making money on that, right?
Well,
I mean, if you
hopefully.
Get enough clicks and you're on YouTube or whatever, you're on Instagram, whatever, you're probably making money at it. So it's kind of like a job for them.
There's
right?
Well, a lot. Most of them don't make it. One girl showed that she had like 200,000 followers, and she made $7.95.
That's it.
Yeah.
With 200,000 followers?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's not a lot, though. I don't think 200,000, is it?
For an
influencer.
The thing is, in the influence world, mostly it's failures. There's only going to be a few that pop, you know? There'll probably be 100 that pop, but there'll be thousands that don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Vegas is impressive, though.
It is.
So,
it
you
is
know what? Good luck
place.
To you, ladies. Good luck to you. I don't know. I mean, I don't follow, I mean, obviously, any influencers. So, I don't see a lot of the pictures or anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't really, you know how that's working right now for anyone.
You're not an influencer?
Well, I'm not an influencer, but I don't really even see pictures of influencers.
You mean?
I don't see anything.
When you and Lisa went to Vegas, you didn't, like, lean on your rascal scooter and push out your wiener a little bit and say, like, take a picture. picture, babe.
No.
Oh, yeah. And no. Do pouty lips? Did you do pouty
no,
lips?
No, but I will the next trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to Nashville this weekend. Maybe I'll do that
oh,
on
do it.
Broadway.
Yes, please
yeah.
do.
Get one of those, like one of those Dirk bars or wherever. What is he? Who is it that owns
Dirk's
the bars?
Bentley? Dirk Whiskey
Bentley.
Row?
Yeah. Yeah. Get in. Get inside Whiskey Row right. and take some pictures.
You should do it.
Yeah.
It'll be hot. Oh, God. Yeah. yeah. And it was a weekend. And then what?
No,
yeah.
Vegas. Vegas. Let's go back to Vegas okay. real quick here. Did you see what is being reported that there's nobody in Vegas? These places are going under. Or was it crowded and it really didn't look any that different to you?
Well, here's the problem. We never left the Wynn.
Okay. So you don't really know. You don't know what was going on the Strip, right?
I am embarrassed to say there was no Chippendales. There was no Men from Down Under. There was no Cartzilla. There was no zip lining. There was no Fremont Street. There was... We were at the
well,
Wynn.
You had men from Montana.
And Kansas.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
I mean,
Montana
there,
and Kansas.
Takes up the time.
Didn't leave
the what, was the Wynn packed?
There were people, yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, it wasn't dead at all.
Well, the word is that Vegas is really struggling because they've just really jacked up all their prices. You got to pay
it's
for it. You know,
so
Cabana's $1,200,
no,
for example.
No, a vodka tonic is $36.
Yeah, they've just outpriced themselves.
$36 at the pool. I had a vodka tonic. It was $36.
Resort fees, what, $75 a
yeah.
day or
yeah.
something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then parking, you don't even get parking.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word is they've outpriced themselves and Vegas suffering. Although every picture I see from Vegas, it looks crowded to me. So I don't know.
I will say there were, but the Wynn kind of caters to Asians. So there were a lot of Asian people. But we didn't have to wait for a table for a restaurant. Which is concerning.
You did wait or you did not?
We did not.
You did not.
We were seated immediately, and that never happens.
Especially on a weekend in Vegas.
That never happens.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's a little like, but $36 for a drink is stupid.
It is stupid.
Right?
It is stupid, but they got you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got you. You're there.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, do you remember the diamond field in Arkansas?
I do. Did you see that lady just got one?
Yep.
She tried forever, too.
She wanted to get married.
Yep.
And so her boyfriend wouldn't buy a ring. So she said, I'll go find one for us. Man, is he being pressured or what? I mean, think about that. If he's not giving her a ring, there's a reason. There's a reason she's not getting a diamond. But yet she takes it on herself to fly from New York.
I get my own diamond.
Out to Arkansas. She finds one, has it made into an engagement ring, and basically gives it to herself. And now he's on the hook to marry her.
She searched for 3 weeks. She was out there for 3 weeks searching.
Do not marry this woman.
And searching. And on the last day of her trip, she found a 2.3 carat white diamond.
This guy needs to run. He needs to get away from her. That, now, you're talking about pressure.
Well, yeah.
She's out. Jamie, she's searching for a diamond for an engagement ring, and she does it for 3 weeks?
3 weeks, and she found it.
And she does it because he's never given her one.
But guess what? I think it's Jesus. Jesus gave her a diamond on the last day. They're supposed to get married.
I don't know.
It's only a tough deal. I feel like he has no choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And she can prove it. It's like, look, it's the last day. I mean, we're supposed to get married.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a diamond find out there. So because they're in Arkansas, where that diamond, I guess it's a field out there.
It's called Crater of a Diamond State Park.
Yeah, you pay to go in, and whatever you find, you get to keep, right?
Right.
And we saw, back to back, people finding diamonds that were worth a lot of money. Wall to wall diamonds going on, right?
Uh huh.
But we haven't heard one in a while. And then this one comes along.
So that's a pretty great story, though. Don't you think?
No, I think it's horrible. I feel bad for this dude. This dude's under so much pressure.
Well, why is he with her? Why is he with her? He should just break up with her if he doesn't want to marry her.
He was playing her along, you know, man. It's part of the game.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to marry her, just break up with her. My God.
It looks pretty desperate, though, to be out there looking for 3 weeks to find a diamond that you can use for your own engagement ring.
I love it. I love that she did that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I think it's a fun story. She find her own diamond? Like, what are the chances of that?
Not many people can say that.
Exactly. I love it. And it's 2.3, so it's a pretty good size diamond.
Okay. Yeah. They say it's worth about $30,000.
So good for her, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't even know where to begin.
I'll start. All right. Okay. So, I don't know. Do you want us to say what kind of car you bought?
We've already said.
Okay. All right, fine.
We've said the past.
All right. So anyway, Carson got a brand new shiny Bronco. A nice new shiny Bronco.
Beautiful.
Do you want to give a shout out to the dealership?
Shout out to my buddy TD at Phil Long Ford and John. They hooked it up.
Yeah.
They're best.
Did you lie to them too?
Yeah. Because he really felt like they were so nice to him and everything. Yeah. So at Phil Long Ford. Okay. So shout out to them. He's like, you got to go there because they're awesome. Anyway, so he buys this Bronco. I'm a big fan of the Bronco. Always have been. I even got on the list a long time ago when it was first
When they first
out.
Rolled out.
Yeah.
My son, Frog,
yeah.
Favorite car. Every time he sees one on the road, he points at, Dad, there's a Bronco. We should get a Bronco, Dad.
And they look solid. They're just a good-looking car, right?
It is nice.
So, we were all talking about what we're doing this weekend, what everybody's doing. Our boss man Mike, was here, and he went around the room, and he said, what is everybody doing, right? Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, he got to Carson, and Carson really wasn't doing much. He was like, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, whatever. I go, dude. You have that brand new Bronco. I'll give you the code to my gate and the address to the cabin. And you guys can go out there and you can finally four-wheel in that Bronco. And he's like, I'll toot. That's awesome. And I'm just like, you guys can hang out. You bring your little girl. I'm sure the fire ban is gone. You can make hot dogs, you know, s'mores. Do the whole outside
thing. Nice little weekend.
Yeah. This is where the lie begins.
Exactly.
Though.
And I said, a bed. I go like this. Ooh, but you know, it's a dirt road and it's going to be really, really, really muddy. Because you guys have seen how caked on my...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It even gets in my car.
Yeah, you can't even tell what color your vehicle is. It's all mud.
It is all mud. It is mud. Because it's all a dirt road and it's muddy.
I like that look, though. I do. That vehicle of yours and that mud, it looks good. Looks like you're Colorado,
like
man.
Like I use it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So he's like, yeah, totally. Maybe we'll do that. And then I was like, but it's really muddy. And he's like, yeah, well, we'll still probably do that.
If you don't know Carson,
you know he has ADD, ADHD. He gets into his car and cleans it with a Q-tip. Like, literally with a Q-tip.
Little Debbie is not allowed to have a granola bar in the car. He's afraid a crumb will drop on the seat that might even slide down in between the seats that he can't find. It will drive him nuts.
Right, because one time they were driving to, like, Oklahoma or something. I said, oh, you're taking your car? He's like, oh, no, because nobody can eat in my car.
No.
My car is not for road trips. Nope.
And you can't leave a shoe print on the floor mats.
Nothing.
You can't. No.
You can't touch the windows with your fingers.
Wipe up those prints when you get out of the car. I want it spick and span, man.
He has a soft cloth, so as soon as somebody opens the door, he wipes out their fingerprints.
A microfiber towel, yes.
So why would you look our boss in the eye and say to him, I'm going four-wheeling, I'm going mudding? Why would you do that when we all know?
We all know.
There's not a chance in hell that you're going. You're lying through your teeth. You just want to be a part of the conversation. You're saying you'll never go, Carson. Listen, we know that.
I'm not lying. I'm really going to test.
No,
I'm not,
you will
I got to get out of my comfort zone.
Because not.
With my Jeep, I admit I kept that thing pristine. But now I'm in like a rugged vehicle that's meant to go off-roading, so I feel like it's my duty to go out, be adventurous, go up into the mountains, go on off-road, and do some stuff that it's capable of doing.
Dude,
the top.
You talk a good game.
Pop the top on pavement.
Yeah, you talk a good game, but you're not going to do it. You're one of those guys that drives a poser vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
It's people that throw skis and stuff on top of their car, but they never go to the mountains.
Well, you know what we call his car?
What?
A mall crawler.
A mall crawler.
Because the only place it drives around is the mall.
Yeah.
No, come on.
The mall crawler. That's you. Carson, I'll bet you a dollar to donuts. There will not be any mud on that vehicle.
There's never going to be any mud on that car.
But just because it doesn't have mud. Hold on, though. I could go four-wheeling and then get mud on it and then just clean it right away.
But you won't.
I mean,
you could. Anybody could, but you won't. And the thing is, you now park that car right in front of our window so you can watch it and see it.
Yeah.
I do. I'm scared something's going to happen to it.
We can see it from the studio here. He parks there every single day.
Yeah.
He can watch it.
Got to keep an eye on it.
But Carson, you also know that when you go mudding and you go four-wheeling or whatever, you never get every speck of mud out of the vehicle. Okay? It's in the wheel well. It's in various parts underneath the vehicle. That will drive you nuts.
And when you go in the mud smell from Colorado gets inside and you will lose the new car smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do love that smell. It's so nice.
Not only that, all the dust and all the dirt that will get into the ventilation system. But that's what the car's built for,
I have to change out my air filter all the time from that road.
You're never going to do it.
You don't think people could change?
No.
I could change.
No.
You can't change personalities on buying a new vehicle.
The best predictor of the future is the past.
No.
We're just calling you out on it, pal. And that look you had when you looked at our boss with all this confidence and cockiness. And Jamie and I, when we left the studio yesterday, we talked about you all the way to our vehicles.
We
talked about what a poser you are. What a liar you are to our boss.
Well, and I taught BJ a couple new words. I taught him mall crawler and pavement princess.
She did. And then we both walked over to her vehicle and said, this is the way a four-wheeler looks.
Right.
This is the mud that needs to be caked on a vehicle like this.
Because I don't even wash it off because I just go back out there and it happens again.
It's a good look. It's a good look.
But you are never going to have that look.
No, you're never going to have that look. I'm going to ever sit here in this studio and look down there and see your dirty ass vehicle?
With any mud on it at all?
No. Ain't going to happen.
You clean your car with a Q-tip.
Yes.
Okay, I do have to admit something.
Yeah.
So we turned little Debbie around. She's forward facing now, right?
Yeah.
So what does she do? She kicks the back of the passenger seat. So I kid you not. Oh. Not only do I take her shoes off when she gets in the car, but yesterday I had to clean. I had to take a rag and I had to clean the back of the seat because it was dirty from her kicking it.
And now Bree has to sit all the way at the dash so that little Debbie's feet
don't move that seat up.
Don't, she's underneath mirror.
So the cute little footprints on the back of the seat drove you crazy and you're going to go mudding?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
This is such a lie.
I'm going to do it.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to change
my
car personality.
Does anybody believe him?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Text Dato. Do you believe
Raise
cars?
Raise your hand. No.
Jamie and I, we don't buy it for a minute because we're here.
Change.
We're here every day. We see you, bub.
You just
we see
said
how you
wiped
act.
Off her little feet prints.
I know, but
that's not changing.
I know, but I have to make an effort to change my habits. But I can still keep the inside pristine, right?
No. Not muddy.
It's little footprints. And you make her take off. It's like a house. He makes her take off her shoes when she gets in the car.
Well, they're so dirty. If you think about it, shoes were walking around on dirt, and then it gets in the car. And
you're
just
an evil person.
It's on the seat. It doesn't need to be on the seat.
You're an evil person, Carson.
He won't even let her have snacks.
Poor child.
I know.
You know,
she's fine. She's thriving.
Somebody with the child protective needs to come to your house,
kidding.
Man. Knock on your door.
Oh my God.
You are just
terrible.
She
eats in the house.
Well, she eats in the house.
She's allowed to have a meal once a day.
Oh my
right?
God.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, what's going on with these babies?
Okay,
what are we doing
so it's
babies?
This new thing sweeping the nation. I mean the nation. And it's called carnivore babies. Carnivore babies, yeah. And it's where parents, even with kids that don't have any teeth at all, they slice off, meat, steak, and they just let the baby suck on it to get all the nutrients out of the meat. And now these kids are like chewing on bones. And it is just so bizarre to see these little bitty babies with gigantic bones and everything. So, and they even give them sticks of butter.
How young are we talking?
Well, I don't remember when you get your teeth, but they don't even have
their teeth. As early as 6 months.
Yeah, they don't even have their teeth.
Yeah, I would think it could choke.
Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. They don't swallow it. They don't try and attempt to swallow it.
But what if they did? It's in their mouth.
No, it's just a big, huge strip the way they gave it to them.
Like on a stick?
Well, kind of, but and they just suck on it. But it's just so bizarre. And did you hear what I said? They give them a full stick of butter? Full stick of butter to walk around with? A baby? A toddler?
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I gave little Debbie, because I give her, when I'm making her like waffles in the morning, she likes butter on her waffles. But she asks for slivers, like entire pieces of butter to eat before she gets a waffle. And I'm breaking her off.
But you would never give her a stick of butter to walk around with.
She would totally eat it all.
Well, right. Yeah. But she'd also eat a box of candy or a big, But I mean, these parents are giving this kid a stick of butter to walk around with.
Here's the story.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is really a social media fad. And, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose.
This lady is against meat, period.
Well, she's not. No, she just is meaning that she wants them to have fruits and vegetables and all kinds of things, not just meat.
It's not well-rounded nutrition-wise.
Because it really is a fad right now.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is really a social media fad. And, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose. And you don't really get glucose from eating steak and chicken. And you need carbohydrate sources. That's why we give breast milk. And then we switch to formula. To only eat meats or eggs, things like that, it's too much protein for infants' kidneys. But it could be all about balance. You can give some meat and you can give some, some cereal or some rice and some pieces of bread when the baby's a little bit older, different things. And fruit and fiber, absolutely. Grains are great. Beans, but not only
meat. So wait a minute. So there's people out there with babies, infants, that have chosen to give them nothing but meat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't even think about the kidney, kidneys, and
weird.
The fact that they also don't have any fiber, so they can't poop. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of something like this.
It's sweeping the nation. It's a whole trend right now.
Well, you're an idiot if you're doing that.
Lady's like, "Well, I'll sprinkle in a couple of strawberries," and you should see this kid when the kid finally gets strawberries. It's like, "Oh my God, thank you."
this is like child abuse.
It is, in my opinion.
I mean,
and a stick of butter.
You take out everything. You take out everything except meat.
They said that they want them to have high protein diets. It's like kind of going back to the caveman or whatever.
Caveman.
But I think the caveman had some berries. Yeah. I feel like they picked some berries, you know. Yeah. And these little kids are just chewing on big, huge bones. And then they, for teething, this is, they don't even have their teeth. What they do for teething is they take the bone marrow broth and they pour it into popsicles. And so they have a popsicle bone marrow. A bone marrow popsicle.
Yeah.
How gross. Have you ever eaten bone marrow?
No. Not intentionally.
They say it's great for you.
They're supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
One of the best foods there is.
And that lady is punching through the marrow. And she got all the stuff out.
Yeah.
And she whips it up with like water and then she freezes it into popsicles.
Ugh. Delicious.
For the baby to teeth on.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is crazy, though.
I know.
You take away all the other fibers and all this stuff. I mean, I can understand giving them meat or even butter, giving it in a balanced way, you know.
But not a stick.
A stick of butter seems excessive.
To me, a stick of butter is no different than a piece of cake with all that icing.
I don't know.
It's all the same.
I feel like the stick of butter just walking around with it is bizarre.
I just can't believe a parent chose or is choosing to just give their kid nothing but meat. Nothing but meat. That's it.
It's bizarre.
It is weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's child abuse.
It is.
You got to take the kid away.
I can't believe these fads. Like, everybody's like, because this nutritionist, she's the one that started it. She's like, I've been on only meat and my brain is so much clearer and all this stuff. Well, I went on the all meat diet and they told me, like, literally, it's so bad for your gallbladder.
Yeah.
It's horrible for it. It just all meat.
Right.
And I only ate, I scraped off the top of Chuck E. Cheese pizzas. I literally did. I scraped off the whole top and ate it.
Yeah.
And remember, I was chewing on summer sausage.
Yeah.
That's all I ate was summer sausage. Oh. I mean, I got really skinny, but it's just so bad for you. It's awful.
Yeah, we don't need 3-year-olds with bad gallbladders.
Right?
That's just ridiculous.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, oh BJ, God. Jamie Morning Show here on
dealing
a Friday.
With a teenager.
What?
I just remember like when my kid was little, like he was 13, he was like, can we get Sea-Doos? And I'm like, no, we're not going to get Sea-Doos. And then after he wanted Sea-Doos, like, can we get motorcycles? And then, you know, it's like, they're kids, right? That's what they always wanted. Like, oh, I don't want to play soccer anymore. Oh, I want to play baseball. You know how they change their mind. You are a child. That's it. You're a child.
No, I'm just looking at different.
Yep. You are
different options.
Let's go through all the things
for
you wanted
recreation
to do.
Purposes, uh-huh. And I'm just looking at different options. And every time you know how sometimes you see something out, other people doing it, and you mm-hmm. kind of have that FOMO, yeah. And you think, oh man, that
never works with
never
you
really
with the, like triathlons.
No, nothing crazy. I mean, let's not get wacky. Yeah. But I see motorcycles. I want a motorcycle.
That was a whole thing. I sat in here, you guys, for like 3 weeks while he looked at Indian motorcycles.
I'm still looking at them.
And I was like, you have a little kid. This is not even like, no. And then, now he.
yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's how it started. Mm-hmm. Driving down the road. And all of a sudden, this big old Ram truck, come rolling right by me, pulling a big old beautiful houseboat. And I thought, man.
Wait. Like, our houseboat had to be pulled with a semi-truck.
No, not at Chatfield Reservoir.
These are mini houseboats?
Well, no, they're more like a pontoon, but it's a houseboat. It is a houseboat, yeah. Okay. It's got sliding glass doors. Yeah. It's got the whole works, but they had a houseboat being pulled by a big Dodge Ram. It was like one of those big 350s, you know?
Yeah.
Big truck.
Because like we had to have a semi-truck, and they had to move power lines.
It was good size. It wasn't like that, though. Oh, okay. I mean, you're talking a big lake, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this was pretty appropriate for Chatfield
Reservoir.
It's
still like it's like a tiny home.
Yeah, okay. Almost, yeah. But I saw this thing and I thought, oh man.
I want a houseboat.
A weekend on the lake, me, Lisa, and Frog, and the dogs. We'd have a blast.
So now you want to put a houseboat on Chatfield,
the
smallest lake on the planet.
Well, it's not huge down there. I will give you that. But
it's like putting a houseboat on over there where they water ski, you know, off of 470.
Look, Jamie,
you know that little pond?
Yes, I know that pond.
It's like.
As long as I got a little area that it floats, that's all I care.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big lake.
You know how you're a horrible driver with a car?
Yeah.
Okay, so when high winds come up on Chatfield, you're going to have to dock it. And it's the winds are going to take you. And it's
look,
oh God.
I'm the type of boater that it's fine if I never leave the dock. Okay? I have no problem with that.
Then just have truck at the beach.
Yeah,
you don't need
I like being able to walk from boat onto shore. Boat, shore. Shore to boat.
What is this
like
whole
that.
Thing? A houseboat on Chatfield?
I'd be great on a houseboat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get
myself a satellite dish. Maybe that Starlink. Throw that on there. I'm watching, you know, some sports.
Yeah.
A little golf action. Having a cigar. Sitting on the patio of my houseboat.
I will tell you,
I'd be the king of the reservoir.
It is some of my best memories of my life is the White House. That's what we call it. Isn't that a clever name?
The White House. That is pretty cool.
That was the name of our houseboat.
Jamie White, White House.
Well,
get it?
White House. Yeah. Right. And we'd have Bob's Bigger Better Boat Burgers.
Yep.
See,
you could do BJ Burgers right there on the boat. And I'd have my grill on the side that's closest to the shore. That way you can, you know, bring on the groceries and everything on that side of
right
the boat.
There.
And then I'd put Frog on the other end of the boat, him fishing off the edge.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a perfect setup for me.
Now, how do they do it there? Because like our lake was big enough you could dump in the lake. But what are they, like, do they have the sewer company come to you? How does that do?
Don't know. What they don't know won't hurt, though. So
oh my God.
We'll just go with it.
Don't say that people are swimming in that.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
B,
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
There was a vicious crime that happened over the weekend. I'm going to play you the audio. It's very disturbing, okay?
Well, yeah, stuff happened over the weekend.
No, no, no. This is a crime, Jamie.
Oh, you're doing tongue-in-cheek.
A man got twerked on.
He got twerked on.
By two women. He went into a store to pay for his gasoline, and two women viciously twerked him.
He wasn't out on a Carnival cruise?
No.
Because to be lately, have you been watching all the viral videos on Carnival cruises?
There's another story this morning.
Oh, on Carnival?
The cruise ships. Well, it's not Carnival. Okay. I think this is Royal Caribbean.
Okay, because
We'll get to that later. Okay. But this guy goes in to pay for his gas, two strange ladies start twerking on him. He is terrified.
It's like a dream for you.
And the guy, you're right, yeah. But the guy behind the counter won't call 911 because he likes the show. I swear, right, Carson? Am I making this up? All right, here we go.
First, touch my private part in the front, then private part in the back, then again in the front, then rubbing all over my chest, and then grab.
He got goosed.
Wow.
I
mean,
if I had done that, obviously I would have been arrested, thrown to the ground, probably 20 years in prison. I was assaulted sexually.
Washington Tharp said he begged the cashiers at the gas station to call 911 for police assistance. But instead of help, he said the cashiers just sat there. The two attackers were...
Would not call 911. This guy is being twerked on.
You said it wrong. The cashier just sat there.
I love the story. I gotta tell you, if you like the audio, you gotta see the video. The video is priceless. It is great, man.
Washington Tharp said he begged the cashiers at the gas station to call 911 for police assistance, but instead of help, he said the cashiers just sat there. Two attackers would ultimately continue the assault, twerking and gyrating on the man until he finally escaped and called 911.
Never gonna set me up.
He said one of the women then tried to grab his arm. The 6'2", 230-pound teacher said he tried to throw her off of him.
When she caught her fall and got right back up, I'm thinking, she's gotta be a man.
Two women, Ayanna Knight and Marjorie Charles, will later be convicted of
this. Gets even better. I didn't know that he thought she was a man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a story. What a crime. Throw the book at those two twerkers.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.